Today, we're going to talk about diving into the profound wisdom of nature and the seasons. In a world filled with hustle and bustle and frustration and pushing and coercing, this is a time to disconnect from all of that and get connected to the natural rhythm around us. Let's learn about how we can create that rhythm that best serves us. Let's go get that nugget. You know, I spend all winter long waiting for summer, and then I spend all summer waiting for winter. I'm kind of always in this waiting game. But when the warm weather turns around and it is so beautiful here in northern Michigan and the grass is starting to green up and the trees are becoming, showing the blossoms or the blooms, the buds, and the flowers are starting to blossom, that I am like barefoot and outside as much as I can be. I absolutely love outside. I grew up and my mom was like, out you go. I mean, we could watch one, two shows on TV and out the door we went, and we'll, you know, see you at lunchtime. And I just loved that. I loved that both of my parents, though my mom didn't spend all the days outside with us, I think it was like, just go get out of my face kind of thing. And my dad was like, let's go. Cause my dad also loves being outside. But I do love that about my parents, is that that was something that was such a part of me growing up. And I can't emphasize it enough as we talk about the nature of the rhythm of things and aligning with that wisdom of nature, that I can't emphasize enough the importance of it. I look at our world right now and I see people all over the place, anxious, anxiety, depressed, all these emotions. They don't know what to do with. They can't, you know, and what do they do? If I were to look at the whole linear day of their life, what are they doing? Well, they're spending 14, 18 hours a day on technology. They're sitting. They're not moving their bodies. And if they're not moving their bodies, they're not what? They're not connecting with their body. They're sitting on technology. And when they're sitting on technology, their mental energy is someplace else and their body is being ignored. So health, like poor health is off the charts. I was a personal trainer for 20 some years. And I remember my clients early on to what my clients would be like today. And holy moly, I cannot fight technology. I stopped training because I couldn't fight technology. And I found that people were just, they just were not going to move other than when we were in class, and they weren't getting the results. You know, I was giving them weekend homework and they weren't doing it. And I'm just like, you know, they were like, well, what's the best diet pill? And I'm like, you're kidding me, right? You're coming to my class and you're asking me about, you know, the best diet. I'm like, stop it. The best diet, I'll tell you the best diet is, it is going inward, becoming in love with yourself, treating yourself with respect, with care, and with love, and then allowing yourself to connect to source energy, connect to Mother Nature, and you will lose weight. You will feed your body what it needs to create the energy for you to connect with yourself. That's it. That is the best diet plan on the planet, in the universe. There isn't any other way. You're going to do things because everyone wants short and sweet, right? We have this grand desire for quick and fast and in my face, and entertainment is at my fingertips. And I want the whole entire episode and the whole entire season because I'm going to watch every single season on Saturday and Sunday. You know, remember when we were kids, you get one, it's like Wednesday night and you have to wait a week to see the next one. I hated TV like that. I get it. But at the same time, when we're dealing with this emotional distress, and people don't know how to deal with anxiety, they don't know how to deal with this overwhelm and the chaos of the world, such hustle and bustle, the world is so fast, what are we going to do about it? Well, my suggestion is to align with the rhythms of nature. We just went through winter, though it was a pretty easy winter for us Michiganders. It was pretty quiet and not a lot of snow. I think we didn't go sledding at all this year, not a lot of snow, but cold enough though. That is the time, if you look at nature and you look at the animals, including, right, and the flowers and everything, what happens in the winter? They go inward, right? It's a hibernation period. That is a time for us to go inward, to assess our life, even in just a casual way. How is my life going? What are the things that I'm enjoying? What are the things that I'm not enjoying? The things that I am enjoying, I'm going to keep doing that and put a lot of attention on that to even make it even bigger, to make that expand. Things I'm not enjoying, I'm going to change it. I'm going to turn around. I'm going to look at something different. And I'm going to say, you know what? I want that to be different. How do I want it to be different? That's what I just talked about in the last episode. How do I want it to be different? This is how I'm feeling. How do I want to feel? This is all about introspection. Well, now as we turn the corner into spring, those seeds that we planted in winter are now starting to come to fruition. We're creating things. We're starting to change things in our life. We're starting to kind of wake up a little bit, and we're stretching our legs, and we're standing outside. We're starting to plant flowers and plant grass and rake up, you know, last year's autumn leaves. We're starting to get out a little bit more. We're starting to expand, creating color, right? We're starting to see the fruits of our labor, if you will, of what we did throughout the winter. I'm seeing a lot of changes, even in myself. I say this probably every single year come spring. I say this every single year that I'm like, I'm ready. My business is going to take off. My stuff is going to happen. My things are great. Everything's great. I'm feeling great, right? But I'm still working. I'm still doing the same work that I recommend for you. So aligning with the rhythms of nature is, first of all, get out in it. Go find some nature. And if you live in the middle of a busy city, go for a drive. What does it take you 20 minutes to get out of town, to get out of the city? Go to a park. Sit down in the grass and in the sunshine. Look at the trees. Look at the blades of grass or the grains of sand. Watch the waves come up the ocean or come up the beach, you know, and see what nature does, and do that. In the spring, we're starting to show ourselves. We're starting to show up for our life. The new little flowers are starting to poke through, right? They're starting to poke through the dirt. This is us right here. This is us beginning to step into a new, better version of ourselves. A newer, better version of ourselves where we can fully embrace who we are inside, starting to show our colors, if you will. You know, the daffodils, even the dandelions, these tiny little purple flowers. I got crocuses all over the place in the backyard. I've got tulips in bloom, daffodils, if I said, lilacs should be coming here pretty soon. And what are they? They're full of color and richness and vividness. They're like the vivaciousness. I don't know if these are vividness is a word or not, but just these vivid, vibrant colors. Well, I want that to be us. I want us to stand in our purpose. What is your purpose? Everybody has one. Everybody has one. Some are bigger than others. You know, mine is to help transform the planet. That's how big mine is. And I'm using my podcast as part of that to be this beacon of light so people who are lost can find their way with true valuable teachings that I use all the time in my life for the last 15, 20 years to help me to become the person I am today. And I want that for you, which is why, you know, I have my coach friends who listen to my podcast episodes and they're like, Jen, dude, like you're giving away your diamond. And I'm like, I know, because there's people out there who need it. There's people out there who need to know I've got their back. They need to know that they can step into their possibilities and into their power and they can create their life. There's a lot of information out there. And these are tools that I use all the time to create an amazing life for myself. So as we get into the rhythms of nature, the very first thing is get outside. Now, if you are dealing with anxiety, I cannot emphasize this enough, is to get outside and do something for yourself outside. Plant a small garden. Any of you live in an apartment or a condo or a big city, get a flower bed, like a little flower planter, and plant some beautiful flowers. And do yourself a favor and plant some that are going to blossom in the spring and then plant some in that planter that are going to blossom in the summer. And it's this beautiful thing and you take care of it. But as you're a part of that nature, you're going to notice your anxiety is going to calm down. And people will be like, yeah, right, Jen. My whole family is anxious. We all have anxiety. Everybody's medicated for anxiety. I'm like, yeah, maybe you want to try something different. And here, if you don't, then you wouldn't be listening to this podcast anyway. But that is my firm belief. And I'll tell you why. Because I was dealing with it. I was dealing with it. I was dealing with a whole bunch of hormonal changes after I had a big giant surgery in early 2017. And it like, my whole life got turned upside down. And it was something that I was dealing with. All of a sudden, you know, I had this full hysterectomy and oophorectomy. So for all you girls out there, that's everything that has to do with being a woman was basically removed. And I had this giant tumor that was on my bladder and it had to be removed. It was about the size of a softball. And you know, it, within that year, now I'm forced, it's called artificial menopause. I'm forced into menopause. And so now what would normally be these easygoing kind of gradual menopause symptoms, I am like thrown into it, you know, 8, 10, 12 weeks after my surgery. So I gained 20 pounds and it's the, you know, the lovely belly fat, right? And all of a sudden my hormones are completely out of whack and I'm dealing with depression and anxiety. And I'm like, what the flap is happening? What is going on? Well, you know, I think that is part of my journey. So now I can teach you about it because I refuse to be on medication for emotions. Emotions are energy in motion. And if we're not connecting with our body is connecting with us. So if you have stiffness, if you have excess weight, if you have emotions that are really tough for you to deal with, your body is talking to you. Your body is telling you. This is all part of connecting with nature and the rhythms of nature is if I take care of my body will take care of me. I have to feed it nourishing foods. I have to move my body. It keeps the fluids and the cartilage and the joints all lubricated. But if I'm sitting and I'm sitting here and then I get up and I sit over there and I go and I sit down for work, I'm not moving my body. Walking to and from the car is not the same thing. And then I suggest if you're going to get outside, find something that you're going to enjoy doing so you'll do it for long periods of time. I love walking. I love climbing trees. I love kayaking, biking. I love doing all that stuff. Amy loves raking. Now, I live on a road that is full of maples and maple trees. And so by the time fall comes around, there's pretty much no grass. It's just covered with leaves. She loves raking. She will rake for 3-4 hours. I can't even believe it. She loves it. That's great movement for her. It's great outside time. It's connecting to Mother Earth. It's an appreciation for where you live. It's moving your body and you're doing something that you enjoy doing. So, 2 birds with 1 stone. I don't believe in herding birds. I love the birds. I have bird feeders everywhere. But as the saying goes, she's outside connecting with Mother Earth, bringing down her anxiety. She's connecting with her body. Here's what anxiety is. Everything is energy. All our emotions are energy. That's how we can feel it in our body. It creates that sensation. It's movement in our body, energy movement. Okay. If I'm feeling anxious, that means I'm disconnected with my body and my energy is way high up in my upper chakras. That's where we feel it. It's our heart, shoulders, our hands, our arms. Well, if I go and connect with Mother Earth, if I take my shoes and socks off and I go in the grass and I take my hands and they're at like the top of my head and I palms down and I push that energy down into Mother Earth, that anxiety will go away within 10 seconds. You know how I know? I do it every day. I ground. And if I can't get outside barefoot, I'm just in my socks in my living room. I have a hardwood floor and I just do that. I just open my feet chakras, believe that or not. And I open the energy of my feet chakras and I just say, I'm just connecting to Mother Earth. I get grounded. I get connected. And now my anxiety is gone. I didn't have to take any medication for it. I invite you to give it a try. That is my one little bit of advice for you today. If you are someone who deals with anxiety, getting connected, getting grounded, getting connected to your body, and then connecting to Mother Earth. Those are the best things you can do for yourself. The next is, I kind of already said it, it's kind of part of getting outside, is moving your body, lifting weights, exercising. And the exercise doesn't have to be at the gym. Go in a kayak, go for a swim, go for a run, go climb a tree, go do a yoga class, anything that is going to get you feeling how your body feels. Weight training is a great way to do that. And ladies, please don't be afraid that, oh, you're going to bulk up and you're going to look like some meathead. That's not true. I've been lifting weights my entire life. I've never looked like a meathead. I do have a very toned body. You can definitely see the musculature, but it is not, you cannot become. So please do some weights. Lift some weights because you're going to feel your body. And then guess what? No more anxiety. Guess what else? It also increases the hormone of dopamine or which one is it? Serotonin. I just lost my train of thought. Endorphins. I don't know how I even got that wrong. Endorphins. So as you increase the hormone of endorphins, then it feels good. And guess what else? Yeah, you're not going to feel depressed. I'm just saying. These are all ways that you can help to manage your emotions without you know what I'm about to say. So if you could move your body, get outside, find something that you enjoy doing, and then not only do you enjoy doing it, but your body is going to benefit greatly. You're going to manage your emotions. Maybe you'll lose some weight. Maybe you'll start to tone up a little bit, but you're going to feel great. And isn't it all about that? It's about how we feel. It's about how we feel. The last, and this was kind of a fun thing that I did, and is to change the colors around in your surroundings based on the seasons. So in the winter was a little bit of kind of the darker blues, you know, and then come spring a little bit more lighter colors, you know, like yellow, greens, light blue, turquoise. And you just, you know, maybe you bring out some different pillows or change the curtains or maybe, you know, we have like these seasonal blankets. So we bring out like the Christmassy type blankets, you know, that kind of drape over the couch. Of course, the dogs have blankets and stuff. And so those things all kind of get changed. But the other is just kind of a fun way, you know, the kitchen towels, the bathroom towels and the, you know, the washcloths, the candles that come out, all of these are just kind of fun ways to create rhythm in the seasons. And it's just, I don't know, I just found it to be sort of fun. And I'm not like Susie Homemaker or anything, but I do like my home to be nice. And to look nice, I guess it's a little feng shui, but I thought that was kind of fun and I wanted to add that in today's episode. So aligning with the rhythms of nature, this is not only going to ground you and help you to feel better, but it's also going to give you the insight through nature, through the four seasons. And we're lucky enough, well, we always say in Michigan, we have five seasons. Well, more we say we have two seasons. We have winter and we have construction. But I like to say five. Right? We have winter, spring, summer, fall, and construction. And I just love Michigan. You know, I love other states for different reasons and landscape. I love rocks and big walls like in Utah and Colorado and the mountains and big rivers. But we have a lot of beautiful things here in northern Michigan, and we're way up in the pinky. If you see, you know, Michigan is a mitten, we're way up in the pinky. And there's lots of water. You know, we have bridges and rivers and lakes and the dunes and we don't have mountains here, but it's beautiful here. And we spend a lot of time with our family getting everybody outside. We're going kayaking, we're going to the beach, we're going on a hike, we're going to explore this, we're going to this little town, we're doing all these cool things. So I suggest that as it relates to our emotional state is finding that alignment with nature, seeing what nature is doing and starting to align yourself with that. And I will tell you this, as I started doing that in my business class, that I am finding that things become easier, that instead of winter, like if in the winter, if I'm trying to grow my vegetable garden in the winter out in the snow, it's not going to go very well, right? It's going to not go well at all because I'm not in alignment with the bigger energy. But when I start trying to plant my garden in late spring, then it's perfect timing. So this is, and if you think of your relationships and careers and even your health, as we turn around to in the corner of spring, that's the highest rate for, and around the holidays actually, but the highest rate of divorce. It's the people who quit their jobs and change jobs because the spring is different. The spring is something new. We're stepping into a newer, better version of ourselves. And sometimes that means ending a relationship or getting into a relationship or ending a career, getting into a new one, going with the flow of nature, and it becomes easy. I want your life to not only be filled with possibility, but I want it to be easy, where it's just this harmonious balance, getting in the river and going with the flow, not against it. Thank you for listening. Your support means the world to me. I want to let you in on a little secret, a decision that I made. I am never going to have ads during the episodes. This will ensure that the show stays uninterrupted and in the flow. However, to keep the lights on and the tape rolling and allow me to continue dedicating my time and energy to the podcast, I am asking for your support. And to do that, I have introduced a $5 a month membership. Your contribution keeps the episodes coming and ensuring continuous improvement in content, quality, and delivery in bringing you those valuable nuggets. This is not only to support me and the show, but also an investment in your continued spiritual journey. See the show notes below for membership instructions and other ways to donate to this program. Thanks again for listening and for being an amazing support. Thank you for listening. If you liked that episode, please subscribe, like, or write a review. Let me know how that landed with you. If you'd like to support this podcast, please check out in the show notes where you can buy me a chai tea, or you can join my newest podcast membership for exclusive episodes, guided meditations, and transformative exercises that you won't find anywhere else. Bring your journal, open your heart, and let's get ready for some serious transformation.